Tom Mikro put this together. He's put together several of these historic reports, and he's generally pretty good at ferreting out if there's anything to be ferreted out. I don't really know the answer to that. You are right, there were other people mentioned that we didn't get any real information on. However, I do know, too, that a lot of times if you look at historic markers, say with the Texas Historic Commission or National Register property, a lot of times they will focus on one, well, they do tend to focus on one person and perhaps their extended family, but it, the ones I've been in had anything to do with, it seems like they don't list necessarily everybody that's involved, simply because they didn't have that much impact.
Yeah, I would say that the Dow family, it's pretty clear that the Dow family was significant mm-hmm. in the history mm-hmm. of McKinney. And the contributions, you know, from everybody that lived there to
right.
McKinney is impressive.
Right.
Great. Any other questions for Mr. Gersh?
No, and just out of curiosity, is this related to the other Dow house? Is that the Benji? Is that the one where the movie Benji was filmed?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is? Okay. Same family.
Same family.
Yeah. Okay.
I have something to add, if I may.
Certainly.
I don't know if I can.
We're just about to.
Yeah,
I
just about
so.
To.
Yeah. About to call you. Well, if there's no other questions for Mr. Gersh, thank you, Guy. I appreciate that very much. Would the applicant's representative please come forward? And I apologize, when you had come forward earlier, I didn't realize you were the representative. I thought you were here just to...
I might not have worded it right on
no,
your
it's not
part.
You. It's I just flew into Dallas. I left my brain where I flew in from, so I promise
yeah,
you
I really would. I might be able to help. It's really interesting because I'm working on my application as well. And you see, if you notice on page 7, what he was referring to, 1904, look at 1904 to 1906, how it went. From Bryant to Rogers to Bryant to Rogers to Bryant to Rogers. Well, I've got a similar thing on mine. In 1903, I think, was when the big fire was. I'll research it more on mine, but I had a fire at my house, and it burnt my house. The barn and the outbuildings made it, but the house, that big fire, and it charred a lot of the houses, and it kind of is interesting because it coincides on the year a bit, but the same thing happened at my house where it changed ownership for about a year or two from one to another, and Bryant was involved because he was, I don't know, I think these were builders. For some reason, like, if you look, there's only a year difference in what happened at my house. The builder that was renovating my house lived there for a year, and for some reason it was in his name. And then it reverted back to Dowell. Now, I don't know if that was a customary thing to protect themselves or if they, I don't know what the deal was with that. But it's kind of interesting because I think mine's going to be the same with this Bryant person. And do you know anything about all that? So it's kind of interesting that it's 1904 to 1905 to 1906 that it just went from these same people to people. But... 1892, actually. So anyway, is there any other questions I can answer? I know, my dad, John K. Dowell, was also a teacher here. And so he was first cousins to Pat's husband. So that's how that works. And, we're all distant cousins. And I remember him, of course, growing up. And it was just recently on tour 3 years ago. And Pat's really good. I mean, sure, she hasn't put a ton of money in, but it suffices. You know, she's kept it up. It's spit spot clean. There's a person usually that rents the carriage house, and they've always been long-term renters. That usually one single lady, and so they. I mean, it's all been kept up really well. The person who keeps up the yards. Is also a McKinney High graduate. His family, Noe Gutierrez, has been here a lifetime. So there's lots of history that goes on here. I mean, it's a really, I think she's really kept it up as well as she could for being 92.
That's great.
it'd kind of pay homage to her family, to the family, you know, if this was, I'll be really excited if this goes through and passes. She'll be really thrilled.
Do we have any questions for the applicant representative? You have a question?
I believe, I'm going to have to look it up for certain, but there was some kind of fire in 1903 that burned some of the houses that was close to downtown McKinney.
Are you taking notes? There's going to be a quiz on the way home.
Maybe you could look it up.
Very interesting. Thank you.
I'll let you know next time. I'll know more about it next time when I come up before you.
Okay, very good.
I'll make that a mission.
Well, hearing no other questions, do we have a motion to close the public hearing, approve, deny, or table the item?
I'll make a motion.
Motion to approve. I take it by approve?
Yes.
Approve, okay.
Approve,
And say your last name one more time.
Barons.
Barons, okay. I'm sorry. Pronounced it wrong. By Board Member Barons, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, great. Second by Board Member Reardon?
No, it's Petkaiser.
Oh, my gosh.
That's okay.
I messed up his name, and you think I'm going to get
which is our alternate.
Oh, okay, very good. Say one more time for me.
It's Petkaiser.
Petkaiser. Okay, excellent. Okay. A second by Board Member Petkaiser. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, please cast your vote by hand. Great. The item has been unanimously approved. Congratulations. Please share the good news with her. Moving on to item 19-0021HT, conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on the request by Pat Dowell for approval of a level one historic neighborhood improvement zone tax exemption for the house located at 700 West Virginia Street.
Guy Gersh, historic preservation officer with the city of McKinney, Texas. This is in reference to agenda item HP 2019-0021. This is conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on the request of Pat Dowell for approval of a level one historic neighborhood improvement zone tax exemption for the house located at 700 West Virginia Street. Staff is recommending approval of the level one tax exemption for 700 West Virginia Street. This is a high priority building. It is being properly maintained as best as we can tell from the street. Per the Collin County Central Appraisal District, the estimated ad valorem taxes for this property in 2019 are approximately $1,839. And anyway, staff is recommending approval of this tax exemption based on having just received the marker designation as the requirement to obtain this exemption.
Great. Are there any questions for Mr. Gersh? No? Okay. Hearing none, would the applicant's representative please come forward one more time? You got to get your steps in. And would you state your name one more time for the record as well?
My name is Nina Dowell Ringley. I live at 313 North Binge, McKinney, just down the street in the historic district.
Perfect. Are there any questions for the applicant? I have one question.
Okay.
Obviously, the historical significance of the home is quite incredible. Has Mrs. Dowell indicated, would she allot any of the savings from the taxes to any home improvement projects or anything like that? Has there been any discussion? That's usually a question we ask when someone comes forward. Is there anything that's being planned or?
Probably to this, she did several things prior to the, whenever she was on tour 3 years ago. But actually there's nothing really that needs to be done right
okay,
now. The paint job looks good. The you know, she loves trees and she loves birds. So that's therefore what the trees and shrubs bring to the windows. And she has a cat that likes looking at, you know, so that's why all that. You know, I have the same thing actually. So I think it being 92, she's only going to be taking care of what, if there's an improvement or something that needs to be done.
Sure.
I don't think she's just going to do something for, I mean, to be honest, I probably wouldn't encourage her to do something like that and disrupt her life like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure. Very good. Any other questions? Okay.
I don't really have a question, but I do know, having an older home, I do know that everything you do is customized. And so just to maintain it like she's done an excellent job, it is a little more expensive than, you know, just your regular house. So I'm sure that whatever she saves on taxes, it'll probably go just to maintenance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maintenance is a big deal. My husband helps a lot, and there's another person in our neighborhood. You know, we just fixed and redid her screen door. We just fixed a step. You know, things like that are ongoing, and we're accustomed to that, and she's accustomed to that. You know, some of us in the neighborhood, I mean, we see her every day just about, so we're not going to let anything go unfixed or anything. There was a leak in her toilet, and she was very conscientious about it before it caused any damage to the wood floor. And so our neighborhood plumber, All Red, took care of it right away. You know, those kind of things are very, we upkeep everything like that.
That's great. Perfect. Great. Any further questions or comments? No? Okay, great. Hearing none, please cast your vote by hand to, where am I? Lost my, oh, I'm sorry. Did I? Yeah, I didn't. I'm sorry. Got ahead of myself there. Hearing none, do we have a motion to close the public hearing and approve, deny, or table the item?
I move we close the public hearing and approve the item.
Okay. Board Member Burton, do we have a second?
I second.
Perfect. Board Member Smith, without further discussion, please cast your vote by hand. Excellent. Well, congratulations. Unanimously approved. Two for two. You have good news to share when you get home. Excellent. So moving on, we will discuss item number 19-0984, the Historic Home Recognition Program calendar.
The calendars are here, yay. We had a little bit of snafu, but thanks to due diligence. I do want to recognize somebody publicly that's been very critical towards making this calendar program work ever since its inception, and that's Terry Ramey.
Yes,
and I mean, I know she's even worked on it at home, you know, when nobody was picking up any of the bills or paying anything else. And she really has taken this and done some very remarkable things. She's responsible for a lot of the layout in the calendar. She has impeccable taste, the ability to pull things together, the perseverance. You know, we needed to move about, I don't know, 100 boxes of calendars, and she goes over and gets the guys out of building inspections who were very gracious to come over and form a line and tote and haul those things around. So, Terry, thank you very much.
Thank you, Terry. Yes.
I would like to say it's been a pleasure to work with her over these years. Yeah. She's helped me in more ways than one, and she does a great job.
So needless to say, the next thing to do is get the word out. We've selected the next 14 houses. We may want to start driving around during the Christmas break and see if we can catch some houses in their finest Christmas regalia ready to be shown off. Might shoot some at night, see if you get a little bit of time. I know you're pretty busy. That'd be great. So we'll be in the throes of it here once again fairly soon. We'll probably take kind of a month's break of December, but come back in January or so. We'll hit it pretty hard, start trying to sell ads and get everything moving again. So it's been a great program. I think it's been really interesting this year because we had all kinds of people who participated, and not only that, but they were like, where are the calendars? You know, so for those who have been doubters and not thought that this has been a successful program, I think I'd have to disagree just with the sheer outpouring of people wanting to know where their calendar was this year. It's been really fabulous. So I want to say thank you to all of you and your hard work. You guys make a huge difference. This is an important program, and thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Gersh.
Thank you.
Are there any further business items to discuss? No? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make the motion.
Motion to adjourn by Board Member Barnes. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Board Member Smith. Any further discussion? Please cast your vote by hand. Excellent. This meeting is adjourned at 6:05. Happy holidays, everybody. Happy New Year, if I don't see you before 2020.